ABC Radio Australia.
It has been nearly three decades since the signing of the Noumea Accord, a promise by the French Republic to grant increased political power to New Caledonia and its indigenous Kanaky people. But a recent report by the People's Mission reveals the French Pacific Territory still remains in a fragile state of transition. According to the report, political trust has collapsed even after efforts to rebuild unity after last year's riots. So will this report somehow help shift the current crisis? One who is at the helm of this discussion is the People's Mission head, Anna Naupa, Pacific Policy and Development Specialist. Welcome to Pacific Beat, Anna.
Good morning, Marianne. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have you here. But before we get into the report, how would you describe the current political and social state of New Caledonia?
Thanks, Marianne. And I just want to preface before I speak, and good morning to all the listeners as well. You know, when the mission took place, we were invited in April this year. We were invited through the Église Protestante de Kanaky-Nouvelle-Calédonie, that's the Protestant church in New Caledonia, and it was through a partnership with the PCC and the Pacific Network and Globalisation. And I wanted to start with this point because we were there to listen to the communities and the people. Often when we hear about the processes and the situation around Kanaky New Caledonia, naturally we look to the politics and the political processes, as your question has asked. But we were there at the invitation of the people to come and listen to their stories and their experiences, because that point that you mentioned around political trust collapsing was being lived and felt in the day-to-day lives of many of the most poor in New Caledonia.
Well, the French territory had the Noumea Accord, then came along the Bougainville Accord. Has this effectively given Kanaky people more hope of self?
So in terms of the mission, when we spoke with the people, as the mission report says, as you've noted, because of the trust, the political trust having collapsed post-third referendum, in New Caledonia, the efforts to build reconciliation and find a more meaningful political process that is transparent, that is inclusive, and that promotes and safeguards forms of peace within the very struggling country, those are really important. And so it is very encouraging to see that the leaders within Kanaky New Caledonia are finding a way through what has been such a difficult time with the Bougainville Accord. Of course, that does not mean it's a perfect process. And this is why the mission report has really made a very important point that we here in the Pacific, we also need to be supporting and showing our solidarity and demanding transparent approaches. And so very much as part of an accountability in terms of decolonization processes, and we need to be demanding that these are impartial processes, because as communities were repeating to us throughout the mission, they said, you know, the decolonization process, it's not impartial, because France is playing a dual role as being both an administrator and arbiter of a process, and they said we need to have neutral mediation. And this is where we in the Pacific, whether it's through the Pacific Islands Forum, whether it's through the Melanesian Spearhead Group, we have a part to play in showing our Pacific solidarity, strengthening it, and not leaving Kanaky New Caledonia communities without that support from regional mechanisms.
Anna, I can hear your pet from the background. I'm sure it wants to bark and have a comment of its own. But from
far,
what you...
far away, I don't. That's good ears.
Well, from far, from what you're saying, the collapse of political trust has made it harder for France and the Pacific leaders to re-establish credible dialogue. How then can they genuinely include Kanak's perspective in shaping the territory's future?
Yeah, so in terms of the political processes, these absolutely at the first step have to be determined by the people of Kanaki themselves. Our role here in the Pacific is to, and we have multiple types of roles. I mentioned the Pacific Islands Forum, the MSG, they have play an important role in terms of, you know, potentially having an ongoing monitoring mechanism, facilitating inclusive dialogue. We had the Pacific Islands Forum Troika visit last year. Kanaki, New Caledonia. So these mechanisms are really important for showing what we can do from the Pacific. Fundamentally, the decision has to come from those who are asking for their right to self-determination. And what we can do is to support them in their processes. That said, I do make the mission really noted, and it's really interesting to see, you know, we're in November 2025 now, and yes. The Troika Plus mission was about a year ago. Our Pacific People's mission was in April this year, and we've just had the recent 16 October UN Committee of 24 on Decolonization resolution around Kanaky, which is very encouraging. But at the UNGA, the Annual General Assembly in September this year, when there was a recent article by Dev Policy, a good one that summarised all the issues that our Pacific countries raised. And when it came to Kanaky and this issue in this very tense political period and deepening socioeconomic inequalities within Kanaky and New Caledonia, when it came to raising that in the world's highest platform at the UNGA, only one Pacific country raised it. And that country was Vanuatu. I'm very proud of my country. Thank you. But so that's a very important message for all our listeners and our Pacific people to say we need our governments and our civil society, our faith communities, to all lend and lean into the solidarity that the situation in Kanaky is asking for.
Wow. And I thank you for that. But you said, and I quote, "France cannot act as both referee and participant in the decolonization process." What did you mean by this?
Yes. Yeah, so the repeated refrain, particularly around this matter, has been that France has been regularly said this is a domestic matter. It is something that is internal to our country. But decolonization is a universal matter. Except for your beautiful kingdom of Tonga, you haven't had to go through the process. Most of us in the Pacific have. And that process of decolonization, even if we look at my own country and our own history around France and and Great Britain, having that regional solidarity, having the space to have neutral mediators, neutral observers, to come in and watch the process, to hold all parties to account in what they've agreed, that is part of a decolonization process. And so with statements that it's an internal matter, a domestic matter only for France, then France is playing both the role of an actor who has very specific interests, as well as a mediator. And you cannot play both roles when you are talking about decolonization and the right to self-determination.
Yes, it's true what you just mentioned with us here in Tonga. We just celebrated 150th anniversary of our constitution here in Tonga, and we're very proud that we do not and have not experienced what you're going through in your country, in your patch. So going back to this report, what will help shift the current crisis with the report that you have already published?
Yeah. So as a Pacific People's Mission, Our interest was first and foremost the impact to communities. And because we were there through the PCC and the UKPNC, that the faith-based communities and how we can link more across also linguistic lines, you know, the English-speaking Pacific. We don't often engage as much as we should with our French-speaking brothers and sisters. So we looked, we encouraged through the mission, and we heard very strongly this call from across all who we spoke with, that they want to see us more in their country. They want to be with us more and to collaborate on many areas, whether it's things such as a trade in food items, or looking at how weaving networks. For a lot of women, there's a big revival movement to try and restore the pandanus weaving across the country as part of the pride and identity, but wanting to connect with people. They felt and told us very much, and it was heartbreaking to hear. They said, "We feel that the Pacific has forgotten us, and yet we're here in the same ocean."
Yes, totally. Well, you mentioned great pointers there. I have identified what you've been doing in relation to the report. But in terms of next moves, Anna, what is the most urgent need?
I think the most urgent need, and I highlighted that point around the only one Pacific Island Forum member, referring to Kaneki at the UN in September, the most urgent need is that regional solidarity through our governments, through our regional institutions, such as the Pacific Islands Forum and the MSG, should continue to push and ask for neutral arbitration and offer to be and provide the mechanism or a place to facilitate free, fair and just dialogue between the parties in this process.